Item nine is to consider and take possible action to authorize the CEO to execute an agreement with PBI Research Services for obituary and demographic notification services. Gail, this is yours.
Yes, it is. So back in April, the board authorized issuing an RFP for obituary and demographic notification services. Cicera did receive two proposals. After careful consideration, PBI was selected as a finalist, and they are here today with a few slides to cover with the board. PBI would basically be doing a review of our retiree payroll and looking at death records and other records in providing correspondence back to Cicera related to that. There's also some additional services that Cicera would like to consider utilizing them for that would be helpful as well, as mentioned in the memo.
Okay. In terms of the presentation, my thought is, I thought it was interesting, and I'm sure everybody had a chance to review it in terms of the processes they use. I thought it was interesting. They use AI and other techniques to try to ferret out the information. So I think the presentation can be fairly summary, and if there are board member questions, we'll take them as we go.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could I ask a question in advance of the presentation?
Of course.
Yes, can you give us an idea of what the line item expense has been for the prior services provided annually, just for by comparison? I'm inclined to support this recommendation, but I just want to know how they fit in with the past vendor.
The past vendor was actually less. I don't have it off the top of my head. But it was not a large amount.
But presumably, we're also receiving additional services from this proposed vendor.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other board member questions before we proceed? Doesn't look like it. So let's move ahead.
Great. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing well.
Thank you very much for having me here today. So my name is JC Oviedo. I am the representative for PBI. So thank you, Gail, for introducing me. I will be going through the presentation. It should take me about 10 to 15 minutes, and then I'll open it up for any questions. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds reasonable.
Okay,
so perfect. Go ahead and proceed.
So go to the next slide. So PBI, basically, just to give you a little background, PBI, we're a company originally out of California, out of Marin County. We've expanded over the last 2 years to growing from about 15 people to over 200 people at this point. We have offices in Minneapolis, New York, obviously the one here in California, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. We've quickly grown in the last 3 years because we've been backed by private equity. And expanding our services and it's, basically the products that we provide to our clients. Among some of our clients, obviously, you can see here some of the larger agencies, but we also do work with counties like La Serra, Los Angeles. We work with San Diego. We work with Fresno. Currently also in conversations with Sacramento and CalPERS as well to provide our services. So let's go directly to probably what people are most interested in. What makes us different, right? Why is PBI different than other providers, and why are also us a bit more expensive than the rest? And the first thing is basically the solution that we provide when it comes to that audit. So for the agency and any agency, the most important thing when it comes to finding a provider that catches debt is who's going to be able to find the most debts and find them the quicker or the quickest, right? So with PBI, we've integrated a lot of technology into our platform. We use artificial intelligence, we use manual review. The whole reason why we have to basically advance level of product is because back in the day, back in all the way from 1980 to 2011, it was very simple to get debts. You used to go to the SSA, they had a file that was about 95% complete, you ran it against that file, and that was basically it. You could get as many debts as possible from that file. nowadays, basically the SSA only provides about 23% or less of the deaths. So in order for PBI to match the same 95% of coverage nationwide, where you have to basically tap about 26,000 independent sources. That basically is we're looking at debt records from the state, from other states, we're looking at obituaries, we're looking at the SSA still as well, we're looking at voter registration records. All this data is basically being compiled and that we have to review every single week to be able to provide to you as many deaths as possible and as quickly as possible. We also have a 99.97 validation rate on deaths. So we do not give you a dead data service. So we're not giving you potential hits for you to go and review. We're giving you validated deaths that have a 99.97% accuracy. So it's very rare that you're going to get a false positive on a death from PBI. To give you some statistics, we give you basically one in every 4,800 deaths, one false positive for every 4,800 deaths, which is pretty impressive for a product of this magnitude. So that's when it comes to basically what PBI offers as a debt audit provider. We also want to help Contra Costa with services like, I'm sorry.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure, of course.
So with the retirees, are you saying that you look at every retiree and cross-check their name or ID with a database of who's passed away and so forth? Are you able to actively do that from month to month, or
yes? So we actually do that every single week. We actually receive data on a daily basis, and we process this on a weekly basis at this point. And you're exactly right. So we look not just at the aspect of names and IDs, but we look into discrepancies between socials, mismatches on dates of birth, changes on last names, nicknames. The algorithms that are being used for this technology is extremely advanced. So even in scenarios where sometimes you'll find a different last name, different location, and maybe a potential wrong date of birth, because sometimes with obituaries, you never know who wrote them. Sometimes they forget. So they might have June 1st instead of May 1st. The system is very well adapted to basically be able to find these discrepancies. And because there's a manual review included in this process, the team also gets to go and double check the deaths, which is how we're able to deliver a very low false positive rate, which, you know, at the end of the day, you're getting a true debt audit service with PBI, as opposed to competitors who give you debt data. They basically give you matches and they say, hey, you figure it out, right? Socials don't match here, the last name's different here. And then Contra Costa has to have their staff review and validate that information. PBI is more direct. If by any chance the team has any questions with any of the deaths, there is an account manager aside from me that would be specifically assigned to Contra Costa to answer any questions from Contra Costa regarding the deaths. We do not want you guys to be Googling or doing any research on your own. That's why you have us, and that's what you're paying us to do.
Yeah, thank you. So your ability to do what you do is going to depend on the quality of the list provided to you by Sisera.
It is definitely helpful, David. Just to make sure I don't forget that question. It is very helpful, yeah, if we do get the best data from you guys, if we do get more information. However, the system is able to basically cope with specific matches and things when there's not enough information as well. It helps tremendously when we have it, but if for some reason we don't have some data, we can either help you fill that gap with some of our other services, or I've seen the system be very resourceful when it comes to potential matches that are coming from data points from the client that does not have all the data points, basically, right? If there's a wrong date of birth or, you know, a missing wrong address, the system does have better capabilities to be able to potentially mitigate that risk.
Okay, so then, Gail, it seems like with our upgrade to the Sagitech system, that would enhance the quality of our data provided to PBI that much more. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the work that ICON and Sagitech, the work we're going to be doing with them, will be enhancing that data.
Okay, so that would be a nice dovetail between the systems. Okay, and then just to kind of go on what Jerry was asking earlier, just to bring this into context, if we're able to capture that one of our retirees has passed away, then the, because sometimes we miss this for quite a while. So if we're able to capture one or two or however many, that in and of itself could potentially cover the cost of what of the PBI system, it seems.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, we've, with our services, you know, we definitely take a lot of pride on the amount of work we've done to improving our data. We are data independent for obituaries, for example, so you guys can rest assured that we're not going to lose access to that information. But to your point, David, right, it definitely is. Just to give an example, in Massachusetts, for example, just very recently, about a year ago, we, an account that only had 300 records, we cut about $80,000 in repayments from an account that small. So things like that are, for PBI, when we look at clients and we do annual reviews, so one thing that you'll have to with PBI is every year we're going to do an annual review with Contra Costa, showing you the value that we deliver, how many debts we provided to you, how much does that account to, you know, in over payments potentially if you wouldn't have had us, so that you always have something to show to the board as a proof of the information. So we'll deliver to you that as well. Any other questions with that audit component?
Well, I just a quick follow-on. In terms of the proposal that we have before us, have you already determined by looking at our retiree data set that you have an adequate basis to do the analysis without any special or additional services?
Which means that if you provide us what you provided your last provider, which is basically you should at least have a social first name and last name, a date of birth in his, on a zip code. If you can provide us those basic ones, we are able to do the work. Basically, I would say at a 97% performance. If you improve that, that will help significantly. Like I said, the computer and the artificial intelligence technology is pretty advanced, so it's pretty impressive how I can handle not having a lot of data points, but it always helps the team if we can add more data sources. So at this point, if you, as we transition, we'll be able to take your file. But we do recommend that as we proceed, if you can update your file within the upcoming months, that would be very helpful. Is that fair?
I guess I'm just trying to kind of cut to the chase here and understand that based on the RFP and the response and the proposal before us, do we already have an understanding that our retiree data set that would be analyzed is sufficient without a need for additional or specialized services? I guess that question's to Gail.
And by the need of a specialized services, do you mean like to do a data cleanup? Is that what you're referring to? Like to
No, I was actually using your own term. You indicated that there are other services and techniques that can be used if the data set is inadequate. I'm just trying to get to the basics and say, do you know enough now about what our retiree data set looks like that you can provide that service without the need for additional services?
Yes, I would say yes. Because because where you're coming from and your provider, I would say yes. They did that. I mean, what we will do for you is that, and once again, you don't have to add the extra services. But if we do a data quality review, right, and we'll use your information as it comes, so we can do the work what you're going to provide us from your previous provider. But if you do, or if we do a data quality review, we can show you too if there's any data points that you might be incorrectly having, like some addresses or some socials or some dates of birth. Government account agencies is very rarely do they have them, but we can provide that to you. And then you can decide if you want to pursue those services or not. We will never force those upon you. We just would educate you on them. Like if we tell you something is wrong, you should at least know about it.
Okay. Exactly. So you have another board member question, Mr. Holcomb.
Let me first clarify one thing for Dr. McDonald. It's not my goal to try and come up with the least expensive service. There are certain times when I decide that's not a good way to approach things, like the cheapest surgeon or the cheapest parachute vendor. So I'm not looking for the least expense.
No, I
was looking for comparative data. My question very quickly, is the Social Security Death Index one of the resources that you use to check your data?
It is. It is one of the sources that we use. It is still, up to this day, obviously a very important data set. And to give you a little bit of background to the board so they understand, the SSA DMF file, just so you know, it was created to protect SSA benefits. All other agencies, via CalPERS, CalSTRS, Contra Costa, Sacramento, wherever it is, when they're utilizing this, they're kind of piggybacking out of it. But the SSA is still very reliable from a perspective of like the number of debts that it provides. I mean, we'll take 23% as opposed to taking 0%. But just so you know, and I'll move to that slide really quickly so you can see this. But from PBI's perspective, obituaries have amounted to about 65% of the debts that we report back. It's a huge percentage. That's why we own our own obituary sources. So we don't lose access to that in the future. You can feel protected from that perspective. As opposed to your current provider, they do not own the services for their obituaries, which puts at a huge advantage over PBI and other competitors.
JC, could you touch on for a moment too, closed versus open states and the additional services that you provide around the closed states where it's harder to get some of this information?
Yeah. So closed record states basically, what it basically means, closed record states are states that do not sell the debt record information to the open public or people that have a fiduciary responsibility. For example, New York is what we consider a super closed record state. That basically means that between New York and New York City, they don't even share data between themselves. So they're extremely have issues when it comes to finding debts. It's very difficult. Thankfully, we do live in California, which is more open. They're more open-minded and understand that the restrictions and complications of not providing this information to their pension plans. So California is an open record state. We're able to purchase information from them. But ultimately, from a state perspective, from the United States perspective, most states are closed records. PBI at this point, I think we do have an advantage over how many states we actually provide. We have about 15 states that provide direct data to PBI. We still have about 7, and most of our competitors have somewhere between 7 and 10 just about 2 years ago. So that's basically what it comes down to, what closed records and open records are. Now, you asked the question about Gail about services relating those states. Are you referring to if those states that we do get open records from, if those are in the sort of the solution? Was that your question?
No, it wasn't really a question. I just wanted you to elaborate explain a little bit more the open and closed states, and because I did know that you had a little bit of a comparative advantage when it came to getting data from those closed states relating to the deaths.
Yeah, we do. And we've constantly done, basically, we're constantly doing RFPs. And depending on different states, one of the things they always do when we compare us, they compare us with data, right? They run analysis between our data and like life status, Verwin, LexisNexis, all these other competitors that are there that do that audit as well. Up to this point, we've always come on top. We do constant analysis on our basically competitors at this point too, on how our data works. So from your point, yeah, we do have that huge advantage over having more state records, having the ownership of the obituaries, having access to like new voter registrations, and all those things basically make the components. And one thing to keep in mind too, we also use social media. So some of the validation processes from our team also use social media to be able to find specific debts that sometimes we need to, sometimes you get obituaries that are just kind of like debt notices and we need more data. So sometimes we do tap into social media where sometimes on Facebook, you'll be able to see that, the relative basically shows, hey, my mom did pass away X day. And we can use, a lot of data points to kind of confirm debts that are not just basically coming from states or obituaries.
All right, so let's, are there any other questions of JC? If not, why don't you go ahead and wrap up? I think you're currently ahead at this point, so you can wrap up, and I think everybody has a pretty good idea what the proposal is.
Sure. So just quickly to wrap up then, so we also offer some of the locate services that we propose from the RFP. Just to talk about, if we do have addresses, we did update our service, our database about 6 months ago that has actually increased the accuracy of addresses about 20%. We do more detailed services too. We need to do mailings to find people that are maybe are 70 and a half that you cannot locate. So we do have a more, a detailed service that takes about 3 to 4 months is what we call fiduciary locate. And then on top, something that we just offer to Contra Costa that you have not received yet from any other provider is that we can also help you with those alive and well death letters. To help you mitigate the risk of, or kind of just the labor of having to issue those affidavits and getting the responses, we can do that as well. I'll just quickly through security, very important for all every agency. We are a SOC 2 type to certified company. That's the highest level of security you can get certification at. We do have a team of IT members, over 25 members, developers, a separate IT security analyst team that work with PBI. We do process millions of social security numbers a month. So, you know, we do are required to have the highest levels from banks, insurance companies. We do work with the U.S. Treasury as well. So you can imagine they do require us to have extreme levels of security in our platforms. And then resources and expertise. Just quickly, we are backed by certain equity. So we do have a lot of resources when it comes to improving our technology, keeping improving the aspects of server death. Something you're going to notice with us is that every year we're going to have new enhancements. It's happened since we launched Server Death. We are always improving that product and trying to listen to our clients to make sure that we're delivering what they need. And then expertise. We have been in the debt audit industry since 1980. We invented that audit. PBI was the company to create the first debt audit process. So you do have a team behind the scenes that are an expert in finding debts, reviewing debts, and you know working with our clients. Finally, this is something I think quickly to look at here. This kind of quickly shows you just kind of the deficiency, right? From 2018 to now, where we are with the DMF from the SSA and what PBI databases are doing. We're not perfect. We're about 95% coverage. But once again, we are improving our databases continuously. From last year to this year, we've increased our obituaries by 70%. In the sources. So those are a lot of clients will say, well, JC, are newspapers like decreasing? Like, how are you finding more obituary sources if there's less newspapers coming around? And that's true. Newspapers are going down, but what is going up is basically the websites. Obituary websites are increasing constantly. Funeral homes, graveyard sites. So that's our, we are tapping into more and more resources. So it's, obituary is still a big deal. Obviously getting state information important and state records as well. SSA information and state debt records. That pretty much sums it up. I don't want to go, I think a lot of the questions cover most of the key points. And unless anybody else has any other questions, I think I'll wrap it up there.
Great. Excellent. Thank you, JC. Any other questions of JC on the contract or the services or just about anything? Looks like we have no further questions from board members. Thank you, JC, for the presentation.
Well, thank you, everybody, for having me.
And Mr. Chair, I had a comment.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that CSER is really excited to work with PBI and that we would be looking at having them do the retiree scan of retiree payroll, as well as assisting with our special annual deferred member mailing, and then also the Alive and Well letter process and any other assorted services that come along in this realm. So I just wanted to clarify that for the board.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion? Well, I'm sorry, Jerry, you had your hand up.
I'm prepared to make a motion if you would entertain it, Mr. Chair.
So we'll accept that as a motion. Is there a second?
I'll move to authorize the CEO to execute a contract with PBI Research Services.
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to authorize the CEO to execute an agreement with PBI Research Services. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
All right. The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Gail. Congratulations, JC and PBI, on the contract, and look forward to working with you.
Thank you. No, we definitely look forward to working with you as well. And any questions or anything in between, just let me know and I'll inform my team. And I'll be waiting for communication from you, Gail, and the team. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate
Excellent.
It. Thank you.
Thank you. Take Have care. A good rest of the day. Thank you, JC.
Bye-bye.